Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we learn about the Jamaica Fencing Federation and their plans to grow fencing locally. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to find out more. In case you're wondering, that's what a fencing match sounds like. Fencing is a sport in which two opponents compete in a sword duel, each using a thin sword called a rapier. Each blow successfully landed on an opponent earns a competitor points. The competitor with the most points at the end of the match is the winner. Fencing is not too popular in Jamaica at the moment, but the Jamaica Fencing Federation has plans to change that. Believe it or not, Jamaica has a few fencing athletes who have competed in international tournaments and are making waves with their performances. Notable among them is 17-year-old female fencer Tia Sims-Lynn, who last year copped a gold medal at the Pan American Championships in Canada. Sims-Lynn fell just short of making a historic appearance at the Rio Olympics after a harsh defeat to a Mexican competitor at a recent qualifying event. There's also Porter J. Donovan, who in May became Jamaica's EPEE national champion after finishing first at the G.C. Foster Open held at the G.C. Foster College. He qualified to represent Jamaica at the Senior Pan American Championships held in Panama City, Panama over the summer. Secretary General of the Jamaica Fencing Federation, Laurel Smith, says the plan going forward is to increase the popularity of the sport by targeting high school students.
We want to push ahead as it relates to students first and foremost. We'll have to try and get it into the school system. And that's one of the reasons why we have partnered with ISLA to see if we can get it on stream. Started out with Woolmar's boys because we're trying to get it into the high school system. KC, Jamaica College, the American school. We had some training sessions with them. But we're trying to see if we can fast track it because come 2020 is our target. And we'll have to try and see if we can get at least even one athlete at the Tokyo Olympics.
To ensure it is equipped to pass on the rules and techniques of the sport to students, the Federation has sought over the past few months to get their coaches trained and certified.
I think one of our coaches, the national coach, Robert Shaw, he just came back from Hungary and he has been to many other training sessions abroad. So we have two coaches, Kirk Schmidt and Robert Shaw, as we speak, trying to see if we can, you know, get it into the school system. There are training sessions at GC Boston, I believe a little symposium, a little camp there as well.
Asked whether the response from the students has been positive, Mr. Smith had this to say.
Absolutely. I mean, just the uniform itself is very eye-catching. They enjoy putting on the equipment and stuff. We have a lot of equipment here, but it's just to try and distribute them. The interest is there. Everybody likes the nice whites that we have. We're trying to see if we can generate even more interest in the sport.
As it is now, the Fencing Federation is working to make training more frequent, starting with finding a regular base.
Majority of our training is over by the Caribbean Maritime Institute with Mr. Robert Shaw, who is the national coach. It depends on availability of personnel. We wouldn't mind training every weekend, but it's a case of make arrangement and stuff because we don't have a permanent home.
But for now, it's full steam ahead, trying to build up the sport's popularity and get more Jamaican youngsters involved so that the dream of having a representative at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics can be realized. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.